Welcome back to the Weekend Hour on News 96.5. Now here's your host, Pat Williams.
Dr. Donald Palmisano is our guest. We're talking about his book, The Little Red Book of Leadership Lessons. Don, continue on the discussion about the British Petroleum Gulf oil spill, if you would. Leadership in crisis.
Well, the what I put down in the lessons learned is that, first of all, you want to listen carefully to the words of wisdom from proven leaders. You want to give the analogy back to the hurricane, the people who came to good conclusions after Hurricane Betsy in 1965. You don't want to just put those in a book and put them on a shelf and nobody knows where they are. You want to learn about it. You want to see if you agree with it. You want to implement the things that are proven lifesavers and so on. And then I give credit to Governor Jindal, who was kind enough to write the foreword, as you mentioned, in my book, his book, Leadership in Crisis. And the points that he makes that, in other words, you have to always lead from the front. Speed is everything. There must be that sense of urgency. Keep the public informed on the details. Ignore the politics. Focus on doing a good job. Those are the things that we learned that he did so well in the British Petroleum oil spill. One thing about Governor Jindal, what I noted subsequently, in Hurricane Katrina, the public was oftentimes not informed, and some people couldn't make a decision, people in leadership. Instead, when a subsequent hurricane came, when Governor Jindal was in office, he was on the radio multiple times a day. So you could find him. All you needed was a radio. You could pick him up on an AM station, and everybody knew when he was coming on. And to me, it was like a fireside chat from President Roosevelt. And so that gave you comfort. And he said, look, if you need water, we now have water, and it's available at this location, and we have this, thus, and so. And so that allays the anxiety. People who don't have information, they start hearing rumors and they get frightened and so on. And they certainly don't want to go in the wrong direction. If they go out on their own and they go into an area that's hazardous, that's bad. So you need somebody who communicates with a sense of urgency but remains calm, doesn't lose his or her cool.
Don, tell me three leaders from history that you really admire.
Well, the gold standard of leadership, and I talk about him on leadership, and I have some quotes from him in the book, The Little Red Book of Leadership Lessons, is George Washington. I mean, he is the gold standard of leadership. And why do I say that? Because this man always led his troops from the front. He was the first to go into battle. In the French and Indian War, his horse was killed. He got up, found another horse, right? Someone was dead. The horse was still there. He got on that one. They killed that horse. He kept charging, and he had so many holes in his jacket. He wrote his family and said, I had multiple holes in my jacket, but yet not one touched my skin. And finally, the Indian chief, he put his hand up to his braves, and he later verified this and said, do not shoot at him anymore. He is protected by the Great Spirit, and we waste our bullets. When he was fighting the British, leading the men, one day his men panicked, and he said, do not panic. He continued to lead them, and fortunately, a scout, an American scout, ran out and stopped his horse, and the British and the Hessians, they stopped firing at Washington and started clapping, and they said later they'd never seen a man so brave. So he was a modest man, a humble man, and he was a terrific leader. When you go through other leaders in history, I think of people. I always go to look at people who serve our country, and I worry about them. I had the privilege of being in the United States Air Force during the Vietnam War, taking care of the pilots as they rotated back from Vietnam, and I took care of their families while they were away. And you meet heroic people there. I think of my friend Paul Galanti, who if you want to see leadership, see someone in adverse conditions.
Don Palmisano has been our guest. Thanks for joining me for the Pat Williams Weekend Hour on News 96.5. We're back next weekend for more. Have a great week ahead.